Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I've been on Audrey Russo's show for years. I want to tell you, you'll be making a bad mistake if you don't tune in to Audrey Russo every time she's on the air.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The CCP has helper monkeys in high places in the U.S. that are aiding this communist regime to take control of our nation without firing a shot. Will these revelations finally wake us up? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest for my new listeners. Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV shows, and he's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, whichever it may be, Audrey. Happy to be with you again.
So it's great to have you with us. And, Paul, we're going to jump right in here. I understand that there's now more evidence on a Wuhan bio attack on America. Is it true that the CCP has infiltrated the U.S. military bio defense program at Fort Detrick?
Well, let me lay this out to you. Officer, a retired Colonel Lawrence Sullen, and a Chinese by the name of Anna Chen have revealed as of May 23rd, China has infiltrated the U.S. military biodefense program at Fort Detrick, Maryland. The spokeswoman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Chung Yi Hua, has promoted from the beginning that the conspiracy theory that Fort Detrick was the origin of the COVID-19 virus. See, they're Wuhan's trying to throw it back on us. But also, here's an interesting thing. Though this claim is it really is ridiculous that we would do that and spread it throughout the world, is a false premonition on their part. But there may be a kernel of truth in it from this standpoint, given how much knowledge and skills may have been obtained, by the Chinese scientists who worked at Fort Detrick's virus laboratories. Make no mistake, the Chinese military is clearly inside the wire And we say inside the wire, inside and has been inside our bio laboratories at Fort Detrick. Although unofficial before then, the Chinese Communist Party declared the fusion of civilian and military research very early as an official goal of its 2016 13 five-year plan. And it is a fact that more often than not, scientists born and trained in the People's Republic of China, even after becoming U.S. citizens, that they never completely sever the links with their home universities and research institutions, which Wuhan was,
right,
and many of which are connected directly to the Chinese Liberation Army, the PLA. So there you go. That's how deeply the Chinese Communist Party and the PLA have infiltrated into America.
But that is particularly frightening when it comes to that there. And I believe when Senator Rand Paul was questioning Fauci recently, Rand Paul has documents that prove that there were research grants, the vast majority coming from Fauci's NIAID to Wuhan. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I mean, it's factual evidence. Senator Rand had that evidence that they have funded it. Dr. Fauci continues to hold any responsibility for anything that he's done or not done in regard to the relationship with the Wuhan laboratories. This Dr. Fauci has turned out to be a total fraud, and that's been verified by hundreds of doctors now throughout the country that Dr. Fauci has falsified many things, including the mandate for masks, the requirement there, and also the vaccinations. Yes, Congress now, certain members are moving forward the proposition that Dr. Fauci needs to be fired immediately from his job.
Right. I think it needs to be taking a step further. All this info, and if you go over the past, I mean, most of the world was listening to Fauci. Other governments were listening to him, mm-hmm, especially about the lockdown. And we already know, according to WHO, and I think that the number is conservative, that over 134 million people died from the lockdowns alone. And that is Fauci's lead right there. All this info makes Fauci, to me, a murderer who should be brought up on charges of crimes against humanity. Am I right?
Well, that's some of the thoughts right now, absolutely. And the irresponsibility of this gentleman and the fact he's getting paid over $400,000 a year just by the U.S. taxpayer. And then for President Trump to be roped in by Dr. Fauci. But they were so naive in the White House about him. They didn't really know him that well. President Trump didn't. He took it, I guess, for granted that this was a very responsible individual that we had at the FTC. But it turns out just the opposite.
Right. Well, actually, he was taking that information, or he was trusting Pence, and Pence is who brought Fauci and Birx in. So he was trusting
them.
Yeah. So now we know why Fauci's a fraud, because it was a traitor that brought them in. So this is, you know, he's culpable as well, Pence, because he knew what he was doing. You know, the communists via the CCP have clearly taken a hold of our country. Our friend, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, has suggested that the constitutional states, which would be the red states, form an alliance. Do you think a designation of red states to the free states of America would be not only appropriate, but necessary at this point, since we appear to be in a communist death spiral?
Well, I do, and we can thank the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation for coming up with that proposal to change the red states, some 23 now, Audrey, and change it to the free states of America, who are going to stand by the Constitution and, in fact, start nullifying any regulations or laws passed down through executive order or through Congress that are unconstitutional. And we're taking the stand here in Montana across 10 different areas right now, leading with taking away the government payout to individuals that are precluding a lot of our jobs being filled because they're getting paid more to stay at home than to go to work. So From that standpoint, the free states, and I can give you a list of them.
Yes.
Later, but right. That's working, and they are becoming the free states of America that are going to stand by our Constitution, led by such states as Florida, Texas, Arkansas, Wyoming, Montana, etc. And there's I won't list them all, but those are just a few.
Right. And what they're doing right now within the state themselves is they are starting to pass legislation that is protecting constitutional rights. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. We just saw that recently with Texas, with the constitutional carry, now that they've passed it and signed it into law. It continues to grow, and I think there's actually more than 20. I think it's actually might be 23, as you mentioned.
23, yes.
Yeah, they have already
correct.
Done
But here
this.
You have DeSantis, Audrey,
yes.
who finally is standing up, and he is putting in place prohibitions to the high-tech industry.
I love
and
it.
And that's the first state, as a free state, that's really on the offensive against the likes of Facebook and Twitter, for example. So the free states will continue to do this, along with the audits of the election procedures in different states such as Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia, for example. So there's a lot of initiatives going on out there. And, of course, the letter that I was part of, 120 generals and admirals, who are challenging the Biden administration on violation of the Constitution. And we will follow up with more on that, on really the threats to America and what is our Defense Department doing about it as they bought into this woke-ism and purging
right.
with a person put in place to wipe out what they call the extremist in the military. And we've had 2 4-star generals testify there's no extremism in the military. And these are 2 major commands. So it's such a fraud what's going on, and Secretary of Defense falling in line with Biden and the critical race theory and so on. So we're on the offensive on the other side. We're going to bring all of this down so it does not take us further down, destroy America and the Republic.
Exactly. And mentioning, you say Governor DeSantis, he is doing what Congress refused to do all this time, especially under President Trump. They refused to do anything about what big tech was doing in censoring free speech. And now I hope other states, other free states, take his lead to punish that industry because of what they're doing for deplatforming people, for censoring them, for suspending them, and now they can sue if it's a Floridian.
That's yep. correct.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the offensive operations that are going on against the dismantling of America by the Democratic Socialist Party and its leaders of Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and the rest of them.
Now, when Biden was chosen as Obama's running mate, it was said that he was chosen for his foreign policy acumen, which was really laughable. Now that he's stolen the White House, we're seeing how dangerous his gross ineptitude in foreign policy can be in our nation. Would you share some of the examples of his disastrous foreign policy blunders, including the current Israel-Palestinian conflict?
Well, yes, you can go across the globe. The weakness and standing up against the infiltration of the Chinese Communist Party in America. You can see how he's getting squeezed on the Palestinian-Israeli situation. You can see basically they continue to blame Russia for everything, and Russia's not been blamed for much of the stuff they're blamed for. But he's never been a success in foreign policy. In 40-some years in the Senate, you cannot find one issue internationally that he's been responsible for in a positive way. He's a total, he's derelict in his duty. Should never have been president of the United States, but here we are.
Yeah, of course, we know he really isn't, but he's in that, he's been installed, so to speak.
Oh, here's the other thing, Audrey, I was going to mention. We do know that Susan Rice in the executive office building is running all domestic policies and probably some foreign policies from her office. Nothing goes forward to the Oval Office or to Harris or to Biden that's not approved and processed by Susan Rice and her policy office in the executive office building. That then
wow.
is being linked to Obama and his office headquarters, that it goes from Obama to Rice. Everything is fed through Rice, coordinated, and then the spokesman or the mouthpiece is Joe Biden, so he goes on camera. You notice Susan, or not Susan Rice, but Kamala Harris is very seldom seen other than in the background standing behind Joe.
Right. Masked. Yeah, she's always wearing a mask. Another way Biden is helping the CCP and other enemies of the U.S. is his attack on our military, like you just mentioned. He's targeting military readiness with his social experiments and then purging the ranks of what now appears to be white troops who defend the Constitution. Why are the GOP and Congress sitting back and allowing this national security catastrophe? Because it really is.
Well, just look at the amount of politicians that come on television for interviews. There's a lot of rhetoric.
Yeah.
And yes, they're upset, but they don't fight when they get in the halls of Congress. I don't see any fights going on challenging that in the halls of Congress.
No.
I don't see them going over in mass, senators and congressmen to the White House and challenging Biden. So it shows the weakness of the continued ploys of the Republican Party and the rhinos, the weakness, no backbone. And that's what I'm looking for. That's why we've taken it. This government is for the people, by the people, and of the people. It's going to be the people that change this government around. We can't depend on the politicians to do it. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, because they failed us. Tragically, they failed us like never before. This January 6th, this past January 6th, they were just a disaster, spineless cowards, and the handful that were not can't do what needs to be done alone. So, yeah, of course, we have to replace them. But something has to be done here, because there seem to be, to me, it appears that they are creating their own fighting force, which is what? Going to be BLM, Antifa, some in the CCP? I mean, that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like that. And, of course, tremendous things are happening up in Canada, north of our border.
Right.
We still allow the cartels to run the operations across the border of the southern United States. We do nothing against the cartels. You know, and I sent a plan, as you know, to Trump in 2017 to neutralize the cartels. Nothing was done. And, of course, nothing's been done about this administration. And so tomorrow night I'm giving a speech here in Montana, and it's going to encompass all the threats, domestic and foreign, against the United States and what we're doing or not doing to counter those threats.
Right. And of course, then we have the problem with them teaching Marxism in the ranks. And also, which is stunning, is that they are also doing critical race theory is Marxism. They're teaching it at West Point. What are your thoughts on that as a graduate?
Well, yes, it's leaked, seeped into our all of our institutions in government, including the military and naval academies, as well as the Air Force Academy.
Wow.
And they're buying into this. It's just horrible what's happening. That particularly in the military, that these 4-star generals don't stand up against what's happening, against the destruction of the Constitution, and they're not abiding by their oath of office.
No.
To secure and protect America from domestic as well as foreign interference and threats.
Yeah.
They're not doing their job. Some of these people are going to pay for it one way or the other.
I hope so. I hope so. But I hope we could save our military before it's completely destroyed by the Biden administration. Because
look at our enemies. Look at Iran. Yeah. Look at North Korea. Look at China, how they're looking back at us. They see us as a weakened lamb.
Yeah.
And as predators, they're going to take advantage of that for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to talk just before we finish here about this is another edition of the series Eyes on China 12.0. Paul, you just released this, and it contains stunning info on Tesla's business with the CCP, plus a shocking revelation of the CCP's response to the terror attack on America on 9/11. Would you share this with the listeners?
Well, this is an interesting piece that our China team picked up on the mishaps of Tesla. in China. And of course, history, you know, tells us never to believe any promises made by the Chinese Communist Party, nor to trust that of any CCP's commitments. Believing the words of the Communist Party, no matter what the issue may be, will cost a person his life. And that was put out in a book called The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party in China. But Tesla, you know, was the CCP's most favorable company. And it was the first and only 100% foreign-owned automobile company in China. And Tesla was showered with $10 billion, about $1 billion loan at a very low interest rate to establish that in China. Most fortunately, in 2018, Tesla was granted the land for its Shanghai Gigafactory, as they called it, at one-tenth of the market price. Wow. Afterwards, it only looked at, I guess, 168 working days, approximately 6 months, to construct the dream plant in Shanghai. And by December 2019, the plant was built in record time, made with its first batch of cars. Right. And the long-term goal for the Shanghai Gigafactory was to crank out 500,000 cars per year, which would warn Shanghai a key hub for Tesla.
Right.
But as a result of that, some of the things happened. Since the end of 2020, the CCP had already started sanctioning Tesla and charged Tesla with disclosing secrets. So they sucked him in, got him in. Now we're going to figure out ways to take over that whole Tesla operation. But the CCP set the rules that party, government, and military officials are not allowed to purchase Tesla. In addition, many so-called secret locations would not allow Tesla to enter. Even many high-end residential communities do not allow Tesla to enter in China. Because many high-ranking party, government, military officials live in these communities. The surveillance cameras on Tesla can potentially track these people and disclose secrets. So Tesla got roped in. Elon Musk, he got roped in very, very well by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, you could never. Yeah, and of course they stole the all of their plans. They know exactly how to make those cars. So they're going to take that over, as you said, which is clear. Yes. But the CCP, which I didn't know about, I knew about the other Islamic terrorists that celebrated 9/11. But it seems that the CCP also celebrated when we got hit on 9/11, didn't they?
Well, it's interesting. Their guiding book was called The Unrestricted Warfare, and it was published in the 1990s. And it clearly states that the traditional mentality that offensive action is limited to military action is no longer adequate given the range of threats and the rising cost both in dollars and lives of traditional warfare. And shockingly, that book, which was published in the 1990s, the book cover showed a dreadful picture of the New York World Trade Center being bombed.
Wow.
That was in 2001. So they changed the cover on it. But that's how deceptive they are. A survey conducted by the CCP's TV station showed about 60% of the Chinese people supported the terrorists, condemned the American imperialism. Oh, instead, the CCP suggested significant alternatives to direct military confrontation, including international policy, economic warfare, attacks on digital infrastructure, networks, and terrorism, plus a bio attack against America.
So they've been preparing
this for quite a while.
Yeah, they have, haven't they? Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Where can they do that?
Well, they can go and donate also to support our activities and what we do at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. You can go to standupamericaus.org. standupamericaus.org. Support and donate. We do a lot of great things. We've been around since 2005, but we really are standing up for America.
Yes. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which are now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the General's work. Thanks so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.